I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for Little Victories
with Allie and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, I already know what my little victory is because we always start and end the show with little victories. You ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
My little victory is it's the first day of the Wisconsin State Fair, everybody.
Tell me why I told people as I was leaving PT yesterday.
Yeah,
I was like, the Wisconsin State Fair starts tomorrow.
We're excited. We like to eat.
I ain't never said that to nobody. That was too geek. I was like, woohoo.
You know what that means? That means you're a dad.
Oh, for real. And I'm hungry.
And you're hungry. And that's why you're like, all of a sudden, I'm going, hello.
Fair time. What are we doing with the boys? The fair.
The fair. Yeah, Owen's going today with his friends.
Oh, they're kicking it off right.
So I've never sent a kid to the fair on their own.
Oh, it's on his own.
Yeah, I'm not going.
You're not staying.
I'm dropping them off.
Lies.
They're 13.
You gonna lurk?
Nope. I don't have time to lurk. I got a life.
I know,
and you know what? It ain't my day. It's his dad's day. So I'm being nice anyway.
Ding, ding, ding. Bet.
No, but Owen's going to the fair today.
Cool.
If you're going and you see him, I'm not even trying to be funny. Leave him alone. Owen is one of the shyest kids ever. When you see me, roll up. When you see Hudson, roll up. Owen alone, leave him alone.
You shouldn't approach kids, period, if they're by themselves.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, but don't.
Are you Owen? Are you Allie's son? You'd be surprised.
I feel that.
But he's really shy. So yeah. I say it like he's a dinosaur in the wild. Like, do not approach.
Well, the kid like 6'7".
The kid. Because he's gigantic. Yeah. That's what I mean. You can't
miss him. He stands
out. So I'm excited. That's my little victory. The fair starts today. What's yours?
Fun times. My little victory is that I didn't lose my fob this morning. I held on to it very tightly.
Good job.
If you listened yesterday, you heard that I lost it and I didn't even know I had lost it.
No, our IT guy came in going, anybody lose a fob?
I was like, check my keys. I don't know.
And it was you.
Sure enough.
It was you.
Thank you, Ed.
All right. Well, happy first day of the Wisconsin State Fair, and I'm glad you got in the building, DZ. Keep it that way.
Little victories.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Happy Thursday, July 31st. Ooh. Not only the last day of July, everybody.
Mark it.
The first day of the Wisconsin State Fair.
And clock it, baby.
Bring it on.
Let's go.
I'm so happy. The fair is here. We're going to be having the best 10, 11 days now. This weekend, next weekend, it's on.
I'm going to be there a lot.
I am too.
We're going to be there as much as we can. I'm serious.
I'm going to be there all weekend because it's Boys to Men on Friday, tomorrow, mm-hmm. and then it's Neo on Saturday.
We in a VIP.
Yeah. And next week, I'll be there Thursday at 11 a.m. to MC the Celebrity Cream Puff Contest, the winner's champion, which is all the people that have won in the past. Mm-hmm. I'll be MCing that side, not the newcomer side.
The champ side.
Yes.
I might pull up to watch that.
You better.
I'll
even drive you. And we'll use your handicap pass since you need it.
You already know.
And then, I would never... Yesterday, Hudson said, have you ever parked at a handicap spot? I go, absolutely not. I go, nor should anyone ever without a handicap sticker, Hudson.
If you don't need it.
It's highly illegal. So
yeah.
I can't... When he asked me that, I was kind of offended that he didn't
know
better.
What are you considering, kid?
He's like, well, he didn't even know better. So anyway, not the point. But yes, then I'll be there for the cream puff. And I'm going to take my kids on my own another day.
Naturally, so we're bringing the babies.
We're going to be there a lot.
I'm going to be there with the Bucks for kids. Day.
What day is that?
You know, that's yet to be confirmed for me. Well, the time is. So it's on the 5th, though.
The 5th. Okay. That's
August 5th.
Nice. Next week.
Next week.
I'm excited. The fair is here. It's the last day of July. Enjoy it. Time to put up those July photo dumps. I better get to it.
I've seen a few July photo dumps already.
I better get to it.
They must have forgot there was 31 days in July.
they did.
They were like, oh, dang it. One more day.
I said July and then
boo.
I thought it was a 30 month. That is hysterical.
You know it's true.
Hysterical right now. Oh my gosh. Okay, can we play one song quick? I'm sorry. We were going to go into the question, but I really need some water. Keeping it real.
Nah,
Give me two minutes.
I'd like some water.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Okay, we'll be back with the question of the day, which involves joking about something you shouldn't have.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we'll be back. Hold on. Kiss FM.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right. So today we're going to talk about something you joked about as a kid that actually happened to you. Oh, the irony. Like, For example, people make fun of things all the time as kids.
All the
DZ.
Time.
And you can call or text 414-533-1037. But DZ, I'll let you give the first example, and then I'll give the second, because I know exactly a good one.
Me and the homies used to constantly joke around, right? Mm-hmm. We cook out. And this is younger, but also a little older. We were living on our own. We were hanging out on our, this is past like, parents' age.
So, okay.
20s. Young 20s.
Early 20s. Young
early,
and dumb.
Early 20s. Very,
but still
yeah.
mature and able to live life.
Enough.
Yep.
Ish. That part. So we're sitting there mm-hmm. joking, we're eating, drinking, chilling. I mean, I'm talking about a good life. And then we start joking about, man, I'm so full. Yeah, I'm about to get gout. Oh, I got that gout. Oh, man, my feet hurt. I got gout.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day,
oh God,
I was at a wrestling tournament for my nephew.
Oh, no.
And I was talking to one of my old teachers / wrestling coaches.
Uh-huh.
And we got into a very deep conversation about pains. And this was before I had knee surgery.
Oh, God.
And he goes, yeah, man, well, when you got gout, it's real. And I said, what? I started to laugh. And then he looked at me and said, no, for real. I got gout. I went, oh, my. No, come on.
After you and the kids that have been making fun of gout the whole time, DZ.
I started to hyperventilate. I was like, no. Tell me you're joking. Tell me you're joking. This isn't real. This isn't real. Nah, we got gout for real now. One of my friends literally goes, hey, we got to stop playing. I got to go get checked. I might have gout. People are having gout for real now.
It's a real thing. Oh, man. Well, and it's like kids joked about, I'm going to be serious because you can die from diabetes.
Mm.
Kids joke about diabetes. They're like, you're going to get diabetes. I'm like, do you even know what you're talking about? That's a deadly disease for people.
And we know childhood diabetes is a real thing. So obviously kids already have
it. Juvenile diabetes is even worse.
It's real. But as an adult.
I mean, that's like, come on. Yes, there's different types of diabetes, and some can be from lifestyle, but there are lots that are not, mm-hmm. that are genetic or mm-hmm. juvenile diabetes.
Type affects one, your type life. Two.
We have a coworker whose child just got diagnosed with juvenile diabetes, and she came in one day and she goes, I don't even know how to move. I don't know what to do next.
Like, what do
this
I?
Changed
what
our
happened?
Whole lives
yep.
out of nowhere. So I get
as
it.
As a kid?
They have
oh.
to now stick themselves every day. I mean, imagine. So
but you
anyway,
joke. As a kid, you go, oh, hey, be careful, you're going to get diabetes.
Uh-huh. Or you make fun of people that are fat, and now you're big. Ha ha.
You're going to get the sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, now you got the sugar.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That too.
You worry about cholesterol, talking uh-huh. about all that, eat all that grease, you're going to get high cholesterol.
Oh my gosh.
But I got diagnosed with high blood pressure in high school. That shouldn't have been a thing. I had to stop joking about high blood pressure because I was like, I actually got it, y'all. That's not funny. Hey.
Oh my God.
That's no es gracioso. It is not funny.
Something you joked about as a kid that's now real, or just joked about in general,
true.
That's now real because... I mean, this is not the same, but similar. I think about people who have come at me for things and then their life went to hell. And what I'm talking about is, this story is wild. I got this message one day from this woman. I might have told this on the air before. She's like, hey, Allie, when you went through your divorce, I was really mean to you online and said some nasty things, which is crazy because like I got cheated on and left. And while I was pregnant. So the fact that you even came for me is nuts.
Wild.
Right? So she was like, I came for you and I was really mean and almost like enjoying the fact that I was in pain.
Did you remember this?
No, not at all.
Okay.
She goes, and now my husband has left me.
Mm.
She goes, exact same thing has happened to me 10 years later.
Oh,
and all I can think
table.
About is how I treated you. And I'm like, and I go, and so I sent her the thumbs up, like, cool story, bro.
Oh.
Because I didn't remember her and I didn't care. And it was nice that she tried to redeem herself, but I was in a good place. So don't try to come at me now when I'm in a good, to me, it felt like, oh, I'm coming back around now that Allie's
trying
thriving.
To apologize.
Allie's thriving.
Yeah.
So now I want to be your friend.
And I may be in a hole.
Screw you. So be careful when you make fun of people's pain.
Apologize when it stands out that you go, oh, dang, now I understand the hurt.
So I think about stuff like that where you're just like so rude to mm-hmm. people or so mean or you make fun of their situations because don't do it because it will be you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You
it
joke
will
around.
Be you.
Be
it
careful.
Will be you. Don't make fun of your friends and say, he's got diabetes. That's not funny.
Hey, what they
look
say?
Look at the phones going crazy. You guys
F-A-F-O.
Are all... What's that?
Mess around, find out.
Oh, yeah, thank you. What scares me is how busy the phones are because that means they were all horrible people at one point. I'm
oh, no.
I'm joking. That was a joke. Go to line 4. I've said things I regret, trust me. Hi, Kiss FM, who's this?
Ain't we all?
Hey, good morning. This is Jenny from Waukesha. How are you guys today?
Morning.
Hey, Jenny, like my sister.
Yeah.
Well, yes, Jenny, what's something that you joked about as a kid or as an adult that's now real?
Okay, so I feel so bad, and I apologize to my mom for it. But whenever she wanted me to put the thread through the needle, I'm like, seriously, you can't see that? And guess what?
And now you're blind.
Guess what?
Guess what?
And now you're blind!
Like, right!
Yes!
I said to my daughter, hey, can you help me put the thread through the needle, please? And she's like, seriously, Mom?
You're that blind?
So wait, you made fun of your mom. You made fun of your mom because in our 40s, we start having issues. Yeah. That's why I put these readers on. And so it's funny, too, because I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, hello?
I know, right? DZ, like, you're that blind. Go ahead, DZ. You try in a few years.
Listen, I've been blind since I was 8.
DZ
Listen.
Wears glasses. Okay. He's never makes fun of people with glasses. He loves glasses. Oh, so that's God. Not going to happen.
I'm 4-eye champion over here, y'all. It. You heard me be quiet because I'm like, listen, I feel your pain, girl. I've been there.
But that's funny. Yeah. Same thing, guys. About anything you make fun of your parents. You might be there one day.
Just
I'm
wait.
Oh, my
God. Just wait.
She made fun of her mom not being able to see. Now she's squinting, asking her kid to help her.
Thread the needle. Go ahead. Go ahead. Uh-huh. Jenny, good
Impossible.
Call.
Impossible. Thanks, Jenny. Have a good day.
Guys. Love you guys.
Love you back.
Let's go to 2. Screw it. I didn't realize how late it was. My Lord. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Christina from Milwaukee.
Oh, what Christina.
Up? Give me a second here.
Where have you been, Christina, in Milwaukee?
Trying to get this baby out.
I forgot. She's pregnant. She's like really, really pregnant. Like,
so we
do
shouldn't
any
be playing
day.
Shots.
Well, you know.
Shots
like,
of milk.
It's like her 5th. This is like a walk in the park for her. She's like, what's another baby?
Yeah.
Come on.
What up, Christina?
Christina, what's something you joked about as a kid that's now real?
People with a lot of kids.
Yo, you did it, Allie. Got her.
Christina, that was so good.
You might as well just hang up, girl.
Goodbye, Christina. Oh, my
God. Yeah, as a teen, I would be, like, I would look at all these people with, like, just, like, a whole bunch of kids with them and, like, acting out. And I'm like, that'll never be me.
Mm-mm. She said it'd be a lot of kids.
Careful what you wish for. Careful what you don't. Oh, snap.
Oh, my God.
Can't joke about it.
That is hysterical, Christina.
That was,
that
too
was
good.
The best.
That was the best.
Oh, my God. Thanks for calling. Have a good day, girl.
Bye. Much
oh
love,
Oh, my God.
Dog.
That was funny. Ming in Milwaukee texted, and I used to think that my dad was embarrassing me as a kid until my son thinks he's too cool for me. It flips.
Listen, mm-hmm. I used to make fun of my dad for wearing the briefs, mm-hmm. you know, the not boxers. Depending on the dress pants, those briefs might be the right option. Now you're rocking the banana hammock under them slacks, my boy. Just saying.
You never know might happen.
You all of a sudden, you pass your 20s into your 30s going, yeah, hand me the briefs.
Man, Natalie in Menominee Falls texted in, I'm type 1 diabetic. It's genetic, insulin dependent. I hate that people joke about it. As a kid, people laughed at me for talking to my imaginary friend through my watch.
Aww.
She said, look at y'all now.
She had the sugars watch.
Now she's watching them all take Ozempic. She's like, look at you now.
Look at you now using my drugs.
Look at you now.
Catching up.
Uh-huh. That's rude.
As a kid, though, think about it. You joke
That's
about diabetes.
So people, and it's so misunderstood, and there's not enough awareness out there. People don't understand that type 1, the juvenile, is genetic. I mean, you cannot help it. And what you go through every day, mm-hmm. could you imagine?
We had a friend through elementary, middle school, high school, mm-hmm. Luke Mueller. Shout out my guy, Luke. Yeah. He was a diabetic. Yeah. His dad was one of our football coaches, so he would constantly be helping to monitor stuff. Mm-hmm. So we kind of grew up in a realm where when we joked about it, it was because he was joking about it.
You understood it a little more.
I've always had friends throughout my entire life that have had diabetes.
Interesting.
And still do, obviously, to this day, because now it's real.
Yeah.
Now we really got to check our sugar.
Be careful who you make fun of. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. You never know. It might be you, okay? Seriously. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for your calls. And Christina, stop having kids.
Please?
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, it's about my love life.
Get that stretch in.
I gotta get it in because we gotta talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, get that stretch in, get the sip of coffee in and spill. What's up?
DZ, I don't know who to go out with tonight.
We got options.
I'm torn between two men,
Ooh.
And I'm leaning towards one way more than the other.
Oh, okay.
Way more.
Well, then that answers that.
Well, all right. Have a good day, everybody. Never mind. Now you don't need anything.
Nah, holla at me. What's the word?
This is the problem. I don't know what I'm doing. So with my dating life, remember when I said I had set up a date with the 28-year-old, 28. I assume? 28 now. And I gave him a weeknight, like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
That's tonight.
Oh.
It's here. The night I gave him is here.
It's tonight.
Right. And I have been so busy that I've had very few free nights. Mm-hmm. Okay. So last weekend, I was talking to somebody from my past. And he wanted to hang out. And I did too, but I couldn't.
Which isn't 28?
He's not 28. He's my age.
Oh, okay. 29.
Do you remember? We've talked about him a little. I don't even know if we gave him a name. It was 23. The fall of 2023, I went out with this guy. He was a character, single guy, mm-hmm. no kids. I think he's an engineer. We hung out for like a week, a lot, and then he was a little reactive for my taste, which is funny because I'm reactive. You remember him?
Guy.
We went to the movies.
Yep.
I didn't want to go to the movies, but we went. It was a whole long thing, right?
Right.
And then I decided, came back on Dumpster Fire and said, well, maybe I was just in a bad spot.
I do remember
this. Because
he
was so nice, and maybe I was really hard on him, like most dudes. And maybe, you know, I should revisit it, right? Because I really was in a bad spot. So we talk here and there. And then last time I talked to him, he's like, well, I don't really want a one-time thing. He's like, I'm more interested in something more.
A little more official.
Yeah. And me being me was too scared to say, yeah, me too.
Because at the same time, is that really what you want?
I don't know. That's why I didn't want to say me too.
Right, right.
I don't want to say that's what I want.
I get where your head's at.
I don't know if that's what I want with the, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe not at all or ever. I don't know at all.
But what I do know is I'm looking for a connection.
True.
I don't know if I'm looking for a relationship, but maybe I am, maybe I'm not. I want a connection and then I want a relationship with somebody, but I'm looking for the connection first.
But
and
they're looking for a relationship.
Yeah, he is. He's looking for more than a one-nighter.
Yeah.
Essentially, which is what he thought I was
more
asking
for. More than a fling,
for,
if you will.
And that's not really what I was asking for.
Right.
Maybe I was, but I wasn't, right?
Maybe gave off the vibe, but that wasn't it. Maybe that's like your prequel test. Like, do you pass the fling test?
Maybe. Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem, though. So I had made plans with the 28-year-old.
Uh-huh.
We had our date tonight.
Right.
He hit me up a couple days ago. It was like, you still good? And I was like, yep. And then the other guy who's my age, who had hit me up last weekend, and he was messaging me on Snapchat, and my notifications are off. I'm sorry, you guys, it's too much. And so he texted me and was like, hey.
What up?
What up? And I was like, he's like, are you going to come meet me? And I go, oh my God, I didn't see any of my Snapchat messages. I didn't even know you messaged me, but I'm in bed. My kids are here. No, good night.
I ain't doing none of that.
And he goes, maybe next weekend. And all I could think was, I can't next weekend. I got Boys to Men.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Wisconsin State Fair.
I got Neo.
Yep. I don't have time to hang out with this guy
next weekend.
I'm working.
Right.
So yesterday I'm like, what you doing?
You hey big head.
Yes, but I was gonna see if he wanted to like go on a date.
Oh.
See, but he didn't know that. He thinks I'm hitting him up for one thing. But I'm too nervous to say I don't know what I'm hitting you up for. Do you see where I'm going here?
Because
we have done that. We dated. So it's not that's nothing new. Like that doesn't freak me out.
The
28-year-old I've never spent the night with. Let's just say that. So other than kissing, like I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
You know one biblically, not the other.
I spent the night at one's house, not the other, okay? I don't know the other one like that.
I hear you.
But my gut was telling me I wanted to hang out with the one my age. And I've been thinking about him. So I texted him yesterday and he goes, oh, I came home from work sick. He's like, sorry.
Wah, wah,
and I was like, so he's like, I was like, what about tomorrow? But I had the date with the 28-year-old.
So then
he goes, well, maybe. He's like, I'm golfing. And then I was like, well, I have a date with a 28-year-old. He goes, well, you're busy anyway. I go, but I want to go out with you. I said that.
You told him you want
to? I said that.
Hey, yo, hold on.
I know. And then he's like, okay, well, how about that? So then we made plans. So now I'm double booked.
I hear you. You're in a conundrum.
So, Anna from Sherman Park just texted in, go out with the guy from the past. The 28-year-old double booked you last time. Oh, yeah.
This is true.
I wasn't even trying to be, he wanted to see the UFC fight, so he wouldn't hang out earlier.
Right. Well, honestly.
It's nothing personal. It's nothing personal. The 28-year-old is hot, tall, smart, has a good job, you know, is a nice guy. There's nothing wrong with him other than he's 28, and if I'm in a relationship, they're probably going to be closer closer to my age. Do you know what I'm saying? Or if I'm going to even
try.
If I'm going to do anything, I just want more. 28. I want a connection. I want more. I don't want to say I want a relationship because I don't know.
I don't want to nickname this guy 28, right? But I get that.
You can name him 28.
You know, 28 isn't necessarily going to be the forefront thought for a relationship material. Not to say that it can't happen or that it wouldn't happen or that it's, you know, he's not mature enough to do that.
Who knows?
Him being 28 immediately leads you to just kind of think we're in different places in our lives. Mm-hmm. He's still canceling dates to go to UFC fights with the homies.
Right, he's 28.
He's 28.
He's 28.
Right?
He's 28.
But that could also mean you can have some fun, but it also sounds right. like you're not in that mode. I mean, could you have fun? Sure. You can do that whenever, though.
I feel like I'm forcing it again, like I kind of did with Nature Boy. It's like, oh, he's tall, he's hot, he's nice, he's cute, he's this,
he's here.
That. He's great on paper, he's here.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, but I feel not much when I'm with you, you know? And that's, I want to feel something.
And I'm sure you also feel bad going and canceling plans with somebody that you've set or replanned after having to cancel. Why not do both? What's wrong with both?
I saw a quote the other day that I wrote down. It stuck with me so much. It said, if you don't know what you want, you won't get anything. That really bothered me. And I sat and I stared at it. If you don't know what you want, you won't get anything. And I went, no wonder.
Looks down at hands. Whoa.
Yikes.
What a revelation.
Oh my God, the phones are ringing. Okay, 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and text DZ. What do I do?
I say go out with both.
I can't. Tonight?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
Stop it.
100%.
All right, next advice. We'll talk to everybody next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, so listen to this. I'm talking about being torn between two men.
Not like that, you
sicko.
Not
like that, but actually just wanting something more and trying to decide what I'm doing here. You know what I mean? Like, who am I hanging out with? Who am I spending time with? And are these things going to go anywhere? And am I going to have a connection and something meaningful if I'm going to spend my time? Because you know what? I got other friends I want to hang out with, if you want me to be honest.
Yeah, and when the homies are more reliable, usually.
Yeah. Jeanette from Milwaukee texted in and said, we always tend to fall back on the familiar.
Mm-hmm.
If it was going to work with the other guy, it would have worked back then. Try something new.
Disagree.
I disagree, Jeanette, and DZ knows why. I was in a horrible place. My self-esteem was not very high. I was coming out of a relationship where there was a lot of lying and manipulation. Mm-hmm. I was not in a good spot. I was very vulnerable, which can be good, but it was not a good vulnerable.
It doesn't always translate well.
It was not a good time in my life. And I was trying my best to move forward without sitting in my sorrow, but it was a hot mess in my life.
And a lot of times you meet the right people at the wrong time.
That's true.
Right? So you never say never. And I'm not saying, no, girl, you obviously wrong. But in most cases, sometimes you're just not in a good place.
No, not at all. Let's start with Saucy. Ooh. I mean,
you sure?
No.
Bad.
DZ said I should do what? What's your advice?
I said date them both.
Come on.
You could date both.
I can. But I don't have time.
No, you can.
I don't have time.
You same time, same place. Saucy, hear me out. Same time, same place.
Stop.
You get to, you don't tell him. You don't tell him. You just book him. Double book him and
so
pull
mean.
Up. And then you go, hey, now y'all got to fight it out for me.
Wait, I would do that if they were jerks. These guys are both nice on their own accord. Like, they're both actually really nice guys separately.
You
they're
know
just,
I'm joking.
Oh, you are? Oh, I was serious.
You don't date both at the same time, same day, same place.
Have you met me?
I mean,
I do it for... For the plot, I would.
Not for
the plot.
This is for your heart.
But this is real life, so
forget
I won't do it for the plot. No,
no. But I genuinely do think you could just, you know, plan one. You've already gone out with one. Say, hey, let's plan
out with both
another time. Let me handle 28 real quick. And then you know what I'm saying? Now that you and I are the same age, same plane, same thought process, you see where I'm at, my boy. You know what I'm saying? I'll be right back for you. You just hold on. We've expressed a little extra interest. We've expressed a little extra interest.
I'm coming back for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Saucy. She said, I'm going to circle the block.
Sorry, I'm here for someone else.
Oh, no.
I'm going to circle the block in a sec. I'll be right back to scoop you up. Be ready, be for 10. Don't make me drop the remix.
Saucy, oh my God.
Saucy, what's your advice?
No, easy. Just no.
You
gotta be honest. You gotta tell the 28-year-old you really don't see a future with him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not?
I do not.
At all. Not even a glimpse. A glimmer.
No. And I don't think he sees a future with me. I'd be then now.
Okay.
I do
yeah.
Not.
So no. squash that and be like, it was nice knowing you, deuces, and go out with the one that you really wanted to go out with.
Which is the one closer to my age that I've dated for a week and that, 2 years ago.
There could be a potential.
Which, do you know how much people can change in 2 years?
A lot.
Like, a lot of things can change in 2 years.
Be a whole new person.
We could be different people.
You could have a whole new knee.
100%. You could.
Puns intended.
Actually, I have a whole new butt.
Buns intended.
But, okay, fine. Okay, you know what? Okay, well, we're going to take one more call, then I'll make my final decision. How's that?
I hear where Saucy's at. Appreciate you, Sauce.
Love you, Saucy. Bye.
Much love, guys.
Bye.
The irony that I'm pulling up the two women that are single.
Hey.
These are the best people to ask.
I do. Yes. Go I do think these are the best people to ask.
My other boo things on the phone. Ebony.
Good morning.
Girl, you and Saucy back to back.
It's a day to day.
You know what it is. And you already know how I'm coming.
Was clearly trash, so we need y'all.
No, you already know how I'm coming. So first and foremost,
yeah.
DZ, I hope that Neezy is doing good.
Thank you. Appreciate you, fam. It's doing better by the day.
Now back to my dating life.
And then second of all, I don't know why y'all asked me this question, because if I'm going to date somebody, I'm going to date somebody's. I got to date multiple people, huh?
That's the way
I can't put all my eggs in one basket.
That's the way I normally am, because I don't. It's a waste of time to put your eggs in one basket with most people. So until you get something more significant going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So until you got something more significant.
But a lot of people, this is the thing. So many people force it. I want it to be natural, man.
Hear Ebony out, though. You're saying you theorize a potential future with the guy that's closer to your age.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay, well, then you already made your decisions, big baby. You know who you want to talk to, so do that.
Okay. So here's what I'm doing.
But don't take the 28 off the table yet.
Really?
Listen, yes.
Yeah, don't do that. DZ right. Don't do that.
Shoot.
Because the reality is, anything could happen at any time, and could somebody change a lot in 2 years?
Freak.
Yeah, for the good or for the bad. I'm not saying that that's the case, but you're gonna chop one arm and use the other without knowing how it coordinates with your body.
Mm. Oh, amen. Take it away.
You guys have me more confused than ever. I mean,
there's nothing
more
to be confused about, babe. You know who you want to date, so go ahead and do that.
Ebony's right. You do. You
be
know who you
are. Boo, you cute. You know what I mean? You got a lot to offer, so go ahead and do that then. What's the worst that's going to happen? It don't work out. Okay, then you
great.
Back
I'm
to
still
the
single, and I get my own bed back to myself
babe,
like I always
do. You got to treat these people like temp services. Some people make it the full 90 days, and some people don't.
Dang. Do you get a sign-on bonus?
Okay, I screwed up then, because I already canceled with the 28-year-old.
No!
I texted and said I'm canceling.
We ain't worried about it.
No! No, absolutely not.
What?
What's up? I love the Wisconsin State Fair, and I'm glad it kicks off today, but who made the Bavarian cream bug donut? This thing looks disgusting.
Oh,
no.
You saw that?
No! No! Available at All Things Jerky, and I love jerky.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And that's where I got to go where the bug donut is?
Well, they got chicken jerky, too. They got some chicken jerky,
disgusting.
So,
what's wrong with you people? All right, well, I'm looking at all the new foods for the State Fair. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
We're excited because today kicks off the State Fair next Thursday at 11 a.m. I will be emceeing the Celebrity Cream Puff Contest, the champion round. Woo! Because I got my two trophies in here, which I love to scream and shout from the rooftops that I was the Cream Puff champion 2 years in a row.
No, you got to let them know.
2 years in a row at the Wisconsin State Fair, and I have trophies to prove it in the studio to this day. To this day.
Oh, we know.
Dude, one of those is like 20 years old. Those trophies are like... Listen, let me tell you something about the Cream Puff Contest. I'm going to stand on this hill. I'm going to die on this hill.
Did you a champion?
Yes, but also, this is my varsity letter jacket, so let me have a moment, everybody.
Go ahead.
When I started, and I went to the Celebrity Cream Puff Contest, this thing was tiny. This thing was in the courtyard. There were like 4 people in it, okay?
Yeah.
And we went nuts on the air. We made fun of everybody. We said we were going to kill them all in this Cream Puff Contest. People were uncomfortable in the city. Like, newscasters wouldn't talk to me.
Because really?
I was like, I'm coming for ya!
Oh, you out here really competitive,
But we were new. It was new, you know. It was 20 years ago. So then it got bigger and bigger. And now it is on the stage, and everybody wants to be a part of it.
It's a grand event.
Okay, so I'm just saying, the Celebrity Cream Puff Contest is fun. You've but you've been in it.
Mm-hmm. I got gypped.
I'm doing the champions round, which is all the winners from previous years, but I'm not doing it because I don't eat sugar, so I don't eat cream puffs.
So you're just going MC.
Exactly.
It makes sense.
But that's next week. So I'm not eating the bug donut, but I am looking at some of the Sporkies here, dude. Did you see?
Oh, I've seen. I've gone through it.
A hunk fat Elvis donut ice cream sandwich?
I've got my selections made.
So what are you eating?
Oh, I'm definitely going to be pulling up to Saz's because they got some s'mores churro fries.
OMG. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know that's not, you know, necessarily in your wheelhouse.
But it sounds phenomenal.
But I will report back.
Are you going to eat the alligator Cajun mac and cheese?
I've considered. No, for real.
Alligator tastes like chicken. I've had it.
I'm not off-put from trying alligator.
It's just weird.
It's not a common meat, right? Mm-hmm. I might try it after I try the Flamin' Hot Tots.
Ooh. Mm. Oh, Bang Bang Chicken Tots?
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, I'm lost now on the State Fair's website with all the new... The Blueberry Breakfast Bratwurst?
Y'all saw...
Wait, I eat brats.
Dude.
Oh, it's in a pancake. Mm,
yeah, well, because it's for breakfast.
Well, you know, breakfast all day.
I mean.
I wish McDonald's would bring it back.
Can you have the Wisconsin old-fashioned wings?
I don't know. Can I? Are they fried?
Yeah, but.
Whatever, I'll try one.
Technically, they got that like bourbon glaze on them because they're old-fashioned type
flavor.
It's
got sugar.
That's why I was thinking. I was like, you might not be able to have them, but I'll report back.
Yeah, thank you. Forget you. You know what? Who asked you anyway? The caramel apple waffle on a stick? Mm. Oh, my God. Brat Rangoon?
Bruh.
I should get back into carbs for one day just because.
I think I saw a jalapeno popper donuts.
What?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Are you kidding me?
I'm here for all of this.
Cranberry cannoli? I mean, I'm trying to be nice here, but that doesn't sound good.
I'm willing
to
try it.
It must be good at Cranberry Growers. Okay, Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers.
If last year brought a pickle donut, I'm willing to try whatever. You feel me?
Forgot about the pickle donut. Oh, you had me at deep fried tequila donut shots. Now I'm back.
I was waiting for you to get to those.
Now I'm back at Goonies Fish and Beer Shack. Now I'm back.
Because there's no alcohol in them.
You had me at tequila, huh?
There's no alcohol in them. PSA, they're not tequila filled. They just got that like flavoring, you know, that little robust burst of tequila.
Dill dog Dorito bombs. Okay, I don't have time
for
this. Exactly. A dill dog Dorito bomb. It is a juicy hot dog stuffed inside a pickle, dipped in cornbread batter, and fried, available at mashed potatoes on a stick. What?
We need to go.
Oh, we're going.
We need to go now.
We can't. It's not even open yet. The State Fair doesn't even open. What is it, 10 noon? It's 10 o'clock, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. My son's going with his friends today, so if you see him, leave him alone. I said that on the air, and I meant it, because Hudson loves people. Owen is so shy.
Yeah.
And I know him. He's so big, you can't miss him.
I mean, PSA, don't approach children. You know?
Thank you. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, just
but
don't.
My kids are online. They're funny. They're not afraid to be on the radio. And I don't think they mind it. They just get annoyed when they want to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'll talk all day.
That's our
job. Anyway, are you ready for Am I the Jerk?
I am.
All right,
what's the word?
Let's go, everybody.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today she wants to know if she's the jerk for telling the cashier that the girl in front of her wasn't using her credit card. It was somebody else's.
Oh, she was scamming.
She thought. No. Allie and DZ, let me just read it. And feel free to email us your Am I the Jerks. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. You can remain anonymous, whatever you want. She said, I can't believe I have to write into the radio station for Am I the Jerk, but I have one. Am I the Jerk for telling the cashier the girl in front of me was using someone else's card?
Well, I mean, without context, I don't want to judge.
She said, I was shopping for shoes and behind a girl in line, probably around 16 or 17. She had a really expensive pair of sneakers and a pair of boots. When she went to pay, I noticed the card had a man's name on it. I said something immediately, asked her if she was using a stolen card, and told the cashier. She starts crying and told me it was her dad's card.
Mm.
She even tried to call her dad, but the cashier said they couldn't take someone else's card. She left. I paid for my things and left. Am I the jerk for telling the cashier the girl in front of me wasn't using her own card? Snitchin' Sarita, I named her.
Snitchin' Sarita.
I named her Snitchin' Sarita.
I mean,
getting in somebody else's business.
Right, you're behind somebody in line. Why are y'all up in their pockets like
that's
that?
That's weird. Well, and how do you know it was a man's name? Now, we were just talking about, I got an email and from a couple, and I didn't know if it was the man or the woman named Kelly. I wasn't sure.
I know men and women named Kelly.
I know. I grew up with a guy named Kelly. I go, go, which one was the Kelly? So you don't know someone's name.
Some men are Ashley's. You don't know.
Ashley Angel Parker making the band.
Thank you.
O-Town. Thank you very much.
Some guys are Aubrey's.
Drake. Thank you very much.
Nah, but.
Yes.
The point stands that you don't know somebody's situation, whether it was a father or whether it was a sugar daddy.
True.
She had that card. Now, I understand you're trying to be a good Samaritan and be like, I noticed that the ID doesn't match. But what?
Why are you getting involved in that? Doesn't that seem crazy?
Now, if you're trying to buy something that requires.
Citizens arrest, Karen.
You're using an ID because you're buying, say, alcohol as a 21-year-old. Mm-hmm. That's different. I think, you got to match the name with the card, whatever. But in most situations, you're not checking somebody's ID to match the name on the card.
Nobody ever looks at it. I tap and I leave. I tap and I leave. I tap and I leave. And sometimes I go, and I wonder if I let you tap if they would say anything, because I don't care. They wouldn't.
They probably wouldn't.
Because they wouldn't even see the card.
But that's how scams happen.
That is how scams happen.
And I'm willing to put dollars to them State Fair donuts.
Don't put it on the State Fair donuts, whatever you do.
I'm willing to put dollars to them State Fair donuts that the girl snitching Serena has been scammed in the past. And she's been scammed, Serena, too.
She's projecting.
So she's going, I'm now stopping everybody from getting scammed.
Samantha and McGuanago texted in 414-533-1037. You can text her, you can call. She said, girl, are you kidding me? Mind your business.
She made it her business. Tell me she didn't.
She totally did. I feel like she was so out of line.
It's a little awkward, but I mean, can you fault her for trying to be a good person?
God. Somebody else texted in. Jennifer and Racine said, yes, she's the jerk. The amount of times I use my boyfriend's card should be criminal. Don't hate me because you got to spend your own money, hater. Oh!
Dang. Ouch. Again. Projection.
Okay, so she's in line. She sees a girl in front of her, teenager, and probably in high school, doesn't know, using a card that she thinks is stolen. She says, it's my dad's card. The girl starts crying, leaves the store, then they won't use it because now it's awkward for everybody.
Had this really been a scam, then the company would have been at fault. Then there would have been a lawsuit. Then there would have been something else. So she's going, I'm being a good person. I'm being a good person. I'm saving the world.
Is snitching Serena the jerk? 414-533-1037. I am annoyed. I want to find you, Serena, and be like, mind your business.
Let's find out.
All right, let's find out. We'll talk to you guys next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so snitching Sarita wants to know if she's the jerk for telling the cashier it wasn't the girl's card in front of her. And the girl said, it's my dad's. She started crying. She leaves. They won't let her buy the shoes. And now it's awkward.
You know what I think?
What?
Had this been at like not a luxury, whatever, expensive shoe place, nobody would have cared. But since it was
Christian Louboutins or some Louis Vuitton.
Some expensive shoes.
Some Gucci's.
She was like,
Not our fraud department. Nope.
Let's start with Tanya in Kenosha.
No, what? Tanya?
We have got some real characters on the phone today. In a good way. Tanya, my girl. Oh, our bad. Tanya, hey.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, is she the jerk for telling the cashier the girl in front of her was not using her own card?
All right, snitching Serena, you're the jerk. And to quote Taylor Swift, like, can you not step on our gowns? You need to calm down.
Hidden gem lyric.
Yes. I love when you quote Taylor Swift.
Straight jerk, though. No question. She was trying to be. What if she was a secret shopper in another life?
Mm. Here's the thing. If she wanted to be stealing a card, wouldn't she just online shop like everybody else that steals everybody's number? Come on.
Received.
You need way more information online.
Oh, you need the security code.
The address.
Code.
You need the security code. You need way more to scam somebody online.
She what, Tanya?
She has the card. She has all that.
That's true. But there's something about buying shoes in person. I'm sorry. I don't buy shoes online because I like to see the way they fit on me.
Okay.
So I'm picky like that.
It's your dad. Mm. And if it's fraud on a credit card, all you have to do is call and say, hey, that was fraud, not my purchase. They'll pull it off and investigate it.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
She did make herself
a police. Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Get off our gowns. Thank you. I love the Taylor Swift quote from the song Calm Down. Love it. Thank you. Tanya, we love you.
Much love. You too.
I'll die if somebody goes the other way. Ariana's in West Dallas. She's on fire this week. She won tickets and she's gotten in. And now she's on what, day three?
Day three.
What
she's trying to get
you?
That theme song.
It's your week.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Morning.
You tell me, lucky girl.
Right.
I know.
You had to play the lotto now.
I know. I told my sister I'm going to get that theme song. She's like, soccer. And I was like, nah, I'm excited.
Okay.
She called you a stalker?
Yeah,
because she thinks like, I told her, I'm like, you don't listen to Ellie and DZ. You need to get these theme songs.
Yeah, you gotta put her on game and make sure she stays on game too. But anywho.
She's going to be jealous when you have your theme song. Don't worry,
Ariana. I know.
Well, we love you because, you know, it's state fair time and you're in West Dallas, but it's not about the fair. It's about, is she the jerk for telling the cashier it wasn't her credit card?
Yes. So look, I work in banking and I've been in banking for 12 years. My inner self and that has been saying not the jerk, but honestly, outside, it's going to say jerk. I'm going to say jerk. Poor girl. She didn't even get her shoes. I feel so bad.
So the professional in her is going, not the jerk. She was smart. But then the girl in her is going, dang, the shoes.
It's like, I was like, he's totally the jerk. Mind your business. I use my husband's card. My daughter uses my card. I would have been so mad if my daughter had called me. I would have been so mad.
Because you know you're going back to buy the shoes later, and then right. I got to go inside the store.
Right. Now I'm pulling everybody in with me. Yeah. That's
Ariana
annoying.
Said, let them scam if they're scamming. Dang, let the girl buy the shoes.
Let her live. Ariana, goodbye, okay? I don't have nothing.
Goodbye.
Much love. She said, scammer's going to scam. Oh, well.
So that's two jerks. I'd be shocked if the third one says different, but you never know. Pull her up. She is a firecracker. Amelia is in Milwaukee, everybody. Amelia! That evil laugh, I love it. She said,
it hits every time.
Amelia, I love you so much. All right, girl, talk to us. Jerk or not the jerk for...
A total jerk. Total jerk. Listen, mind her business. Right now, kids are going back to school.
True.
People like to parents like to plan as well as I do.
True.
Ahead, get all the stuff. She needs to mind her business. And not only that, she broke down crying. I used to work in retail and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can tell the difference when a person is being a theft because they start arguing with you. Or you when her being breaking down about it and trying to call her dad.
Oh.
I just told the girl, like, you can wait here. And when you see my dad, then you guys can hash it out.
Interesting. Yeah, and for thieves, don't argue. This is the key.
Or they'll hit it. You know what I mean? Like, she stood there and was like, no, wait. I'm telling you, it's my card. It's my dad's card. I'll call him.
And what was she doing, like, being so nosy? Like, are you a security guard?
Well, that's what's weird.
A secret shopper.
That's what's weird. I do want to say, I know people that can cry and be manipulative, and they're full of it.
Actors.
And they're very good at it. And you see a girl crying, you're like, oh, honey.
Said,
I'm like, she's lying.
Let me call my dad. She said, let me call my dad.
That's right.
Could, you know, verified.
Yeah.
But no, it's like, oh, no. Like, mind your business. Because I have my son, like, hey, can you go in the gas station and get this? Can you pay this? You know, whatever. And then he'll take the card. They don't question him. And then again, my name could be with the A or O. They probably like, oh, it's Emilio. No, it's not. But. My daughter too. I let her use it too. So it's like, what's the problem? But like the second person said, I think it was that if they see any fraud, you can call it in.
Yeah. She works at a bank. 12 years deep. She got the knowledge.
Well, Alyssa in Menominee Falls texted in and said, jerk, what if she needed something and he was unable to get himself like to the store like DZ with the surgery?
True.
She said, I stand next to my mom, swipe her card and sign the slip for her because she has trouble reading the slip.
Yes, I'm buying these heels for my dad.
You never know.
People don't know the circumstances with the parents. Parents are busy doing stuff and they trust their kids with that. Who knows? Maybe they're rich and she got herself in a situation she didn't mind her own business.
Mm-hmm. Well, Julian Oak Creek said total jerk face.
Well, I hope she gives us an update. After hearing us, and she feels dumb.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amelia, you're always a delight. Thank you for calling. It's a clean, sweet baby.
Vacuum. Bye, Amelia.
Bye, Amelia.
Much love
you.
Love, dog.
Dude.
Wow.
I thought somebody was going to say not to jerk.
How can you? This is so messed up. Who would do that? You were telling the cashier it wasn't her card?
You get scammed enough.
How did you even see the name on the card? Like, I'm too busy paying attention to my own problems to see yours.
My trauma with getting scammed.
Do you work there? What hill are you on?
If I had bigger trauma with getting scammed, I could see if I noticed, you know, somebody's completely different name and going, oh, that's not your name.
Right.
Ain't no Brian Smith.
And you're me.
Okay. Okay, Allie Faith. I don't think this is your card, ma'am. I'm sorry, but I might have to say something, but that's not my lived experience.
Yeah.
Yikes.
All right. Jerk all the way around. Sweet. Clean sweep. Do not get in anyone's business. Mind your business. Scammers. Is the theme of the day.
Scammer's gonna scam. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready to give away Dua Lipa tickets?
What you trying to do?
Oh my gosh, she is coming to the United Center in Chicago on September 6th, which is, oh my gosh, today is the last day of July, which means tomorrow's August, and we can start saying next month.
Wow. Okay.
Next month when Labor Day happens.
I'm gonna need you to slow
down. I can't process.
I'm going to need you to slow your roll because that was too much to process in a second. We got to do these tickets first.
I know. It was a lot. Even I'm trying to process that July's over.
No, thank you.
Woosa.
Deep breath.
Woosa. I can no longer complain if they put school supplies out. Woosa.
This is your last day to complain because now it's a wrap. Now it's for
real. It's August. Now it's go time.
It's August.
Okay. 414-533-1037. You want to go see Dua Lipa at the United Center? I'm going to actually take caller 25 today. Mix it up a little. You're going to see Dua Lipa. Good luck. Kiss FM. Wow. We're giving away tickets to see Dua Lipa when she comes to Chicago on September 6th. Richard's on the phone in Watertown of all places. What's up, Richard?
Wepa. Hi, everyone.
What up, dog?
Hey, DZ was just out your way. He was in Economowoc. Did you see that? He was at the game. The Doc House.
The Doc House game. Yeah. And I'm going to be back on August 9th, too.
Nice.
For Watertown Riverfront Fest.
Oh.
I'm pulling up.
We'll be there.
Well, that's cool.
See you there, Richard.
Nice. Well, Richard, you're calling for Dua Lipa tickets?
I am.
You ever seen her?
I have not.
You want to?
I'd love to.
Why? I mean, explain yourself.
I'd love to take my wife, truth be told.
And his wife's a teacher. Mm-hmm. And, all right, you know what? You're in. You're getting them. You're going to see Dua Lipa.
You passed the test. Vibe check.
Congratulations, Richard. You're going to have to drive to Chicago, but you're going to see Dua Lipa at the United Center on September 6th.
And Thank DZ, you so very much.
Well, you're welcome. And DZ will see you in 10 days at your little festival in Watertown. That's cool.
It's such a fun time.
What's
if you
it
can,
like?
You should come.
Tell me about
I'm
it.
It's such a hoot and a hat. There's tons of good food there.
A hoot and a half.
They have a steakhouse, actually, going to be one of our vendors there.
Excuse me? You knew how to get me. You said Allie. Steak. All right. You had me at meat.
There you go.
You had me at meat. Unbelievable. All right. Well, maybe I'll see you when DZ comes out on August 9th. Congratulations. Don't hang up, Richard. I got to get more info from you, okay?
Oh, of course. Take your time.
All right.
He's such a polite young man.
He's so nice.
Take your time. I'm good.
A hoot and a half? Hey, I mean, this guy.
Not just one hoot. You get a whole half with it.
A whole half?
Listen.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to have another chance tomorrow at the same time to go to Dua Lipa. So, coming up next, we got to talk about something.
Something serious?
Maybe. Oh. You just hold on. Give us a couple minutes. I got to get some info from Richard, and then we have a family meeting.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, hold on. It's Kiss FM. I didn't even tell you the news, DZ. Yeah. I didn't even tell you what's going on in my house.
You just said family
meeting. Family meeting. I didn't even tell you. Big update in my house. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. We have so much going on. Like, the fair starts today. Yep. You're out and about. You were in Economowoc. I mean, we just have so much going on.
Yeah.
I took the boys to the dentist on Tuesday. I didn't even tell you what happened.
I remember, though. I remember.
Did I tell you that we got the call?
What call?
I should say the
referral.
No, not Gruber this time. We got the referral.
For braces?
Ding, 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 ding. You ready for this? Hudson, not Owen, the one who has all the problems, Hudson, this guy. Owen came out like a shining star. And I have to tell you this, because we have talked about having a gap in your teeth and how it makes you feel and if you like it or if you don't like it.
I used to hate my gap. Now it's just my identity.
Now it's you and it's part of you and you look great. You have a great smile.
Still hate it sometimes.
Why?
Yeah, it's just weird.
I think you have a great smile.
A gap is your personality, though. Yeah.
For sure. But some people want to close it with braces. They don't like it. So when we were at the dentist getting our teeth cleaned, the dentist, Dr. Babcock, came over, been my dentist forever. He comes over and he goes, well, he goes, Owen looks good, no cavities. He goes, you know, he's got that little gap, but it, honestly, it's up to you if you want to fix it. It's up to, or he said, it's up to him. And I said, fair enough. So he goes, but Hudson, well, we're going to give him an orthodontist referral because Hudson lost those. He's going into sixth grade, so he's got the two teeth on the side of his front teeth missing.
Not
the front teeth, the two on the side
his
of the
canines.
Front teeth. Yeah, those are far, these, whatever. The two, right, one's not growing back, and he lost it a long time ago. So when we went in, like in February, because we go every 6 months. So I asked them, I go, that's not growing, and they go, well, it can take a while. Well, they did the x-ray, it's growing sideways.
So it's
going to come in sideways then,
too.
And going
to cause pain.
No.
Naturally.
Yes, or it just can't even grow.
Yeah.
So he's like, here's a referral for Hudson. You know, it's good to be. He gives me the referral. So now I've got to make an appointment. So then Hudson's like, wait. Braces? What does that mean? And I was like, well,
exactly what
hold
you think
on.
It means.
We have to go see the orthodontist before we even know if you need braces. I said, how do you feel about braces? Because DZ, I never had braces.
Me neither.
And I never had glasses, which both, I know you've had glasses forever. My sisters both had glasses and braces. I didn't have glasses till I was an adult.
See, I was supposed to have braces, but they were too expensive. And it wasn't because of my gap. It was because of my overbite.
You have an overbite? No, you do.
I do.
I would never know that.
Nobody knows them. Nobody sees your bottom teeth ever like that.
Them.
But yeah,
your teeth are great.
Anyway.
No, I want to know. Like, I wanted you to tell me.
Braces are so expensive, and they were even more expensive because there wasn't like the Invisalign like that
That's
as easily accessible. Well, and depending on your teeth situation, you can't get Invisalign because if your tooth's going in sideways.
That's right. Hudson would probably not be a candidate. Owen might be.
Owen probably.
So I said to Owen, I said, well, what do you think about the gap in your teeth? He goes, what gap? he's 13. He's like, what gap?
He
won't even look in the mirror half the time. I'm like, Owen, look in the mirror.
My boy.
He's like, no. He's in that weird phase. I go, look at your teeth. And he's like, no. And I go, well, you know, Invisalign might fix yours if you want it. Owen's like, I don't think so. I go, you don't have to do anything. If they said you don't need braces other than for vanity. And if you don't care, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's your teeth. You decide in 4 years you want to fix it, fine.
Bet.
Because you know what I had to deal with? I dealt with the acne. I went on Accutane, which is crazy, right? That's a really intense process. In high school, I had horrible acne. My mom finally, we tried everything at the dermatologist, every cream, every this. Finally, like, okay.
Y'all were proactive,
but
no pun intended.
Accutane is intense. Yeah, you have to get labs and blood drawn every month. There's a lot.
It's a prescription.
So, I mean, I felt like they got glasses and braces, and I got the pimples.
The acne.
With my sister. So now, Owen, so this is interesting, entering this phase. I never had braces. I don't know what they feel like.
You can't even give advice.
I can't even. So
I've never had them. Erin had them. My wife did.
She did. How old was she? Because this is what's crazy.
Adult.
So, this is what's crazy. Thank you.
It was, they gave her braces when she went on that show, Undercover High,
A&E. If you guys don't know this, DZ's wife was on a reality show.
Yeah, so it was called Undercover High. She went back to high school just to give an adult perspective of what high schoolers are going through. This was a few years back now.
And she looks so young that she fit right in as a high schooler.
Exactly.
Your wife looks young.
Pre-kids, you feel me?
Yeah,
so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we were young and spry and didn't have all the responsibilities. Mm-hmm. But they asked her, we can either give you fake braces for the show or real braces because they suggested, you know, to help her look a little bit younger.
That was one of the things they did to disguise her was the braces.
They gave her braces.
And she got real ones?
She got real braces.
Yeah.
It was the same price and the same thing. She was going to go through the same stuff. So she was like, why not actually fix a couple teeth?
Yeah.
Get it for the freezy.
I would have too.
Novelty for her.
Novelty. Well, and then I see some kids, you know, with Hudson still being in elementary school, I see kids in like fourth, fifth with braces. And then you see kids that are 17. And I'm like, well, when do you get, now you get them in. It used to be you'd wait,
When I was, you know, younger, I never saw anybody like Colombian with braces that was young. In Colombia and in a lot of Latin cultures, it's more common to get your own teeth fixed as an adult.
Really?
Your parents just gonna let you rock ugly.
Well, and it's expensive. Do you think some of it's the cost?
Exactly.
Not everybody can afford glasses and braces. That's the sad part. And these kids need them.
That's why
you know
I didn't
what
get
I
braces.
Mean? It's like, it should all be covered.
It should, but.
Oh my gosh. All right, 414-533-1037. 1037. I'm talking about how you can call or text. I'm talking about how we went and found out Hudson's getting a referral to the orthodontist, so we may be entering the braces realm, which I've never had, and I need your advice. I just want to know what people had. Did you have braces? Did you have glasses? Did you have acne? Were you one of the unicorns who had nothing? Because we don't like you either.
Can I be real? I'd suggest not getting braces for youngin.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Why?
It's much more of a process. It's harder. In my experience from friends that I've had, you break more brackets, you have more injury, you take care of your braces less as a kid.
Because you're a kid.
As an adult.
You're so right.
You're a little more shaped into yourself. Now it's on you. You're usually paying for it. Maybe he's too young. Does he need it?
Well, that's what we're going to find out when we go to the orthodontist, see? Because, you know, I mean, somebody texted in, Ashley from Milwaukee said, Allie, my son's two front teeth took almost a year to grow back into the same ones. One's growing good, the other not so sure. Good luck, Hudson. Yeah? Oh, my gosh. The phones are going crazy. Oh,
we're talking
crazy.
Braces. No, we're talking braces.
Oh, geez. Okay, hold on, you guys. I love this. We'll talk to you next. Throw me in the trash.
You're struggling over there.
Why do I keep doing this? Every day I'm spilling coffee. I need a new mug. That's the problem.
Stop drinking so aggressively.
I'm so upset. I spilled it all over and I went, damn it. All right, we're talking about braces. And the phones and the texts are going crazy.
Yeah, I see y'all. A lot of y'all are blind with crooked teeth out here. A lot of y'all teeth throwing gang signs.
I love it. I never had braces. I said I had the acne. My sisters had the braces and the glasses. You didn't have braces.
I should have. I was told I needed them, but nope, only glasses. I'm blind.
Hudson just got a referral for the orthodontist because we found out one of his teeth is growing in sideways, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Michelle in Menominee Falls texted in braces twice, glasses, and Accutane. Opposite of a unicorn?
Kind
of. I did Accutane because I had such bad acne, but that is the opposite of a unicorn. Oh,
though?
You poor thing. You
the
went
trifecta?
Through it. That's a tough middle school life to have.
Only thing you needed was the little ring around your butt.
With the brace face. So you can't close your mouth.
No, you know who I'm talking about.
Yep. Thank God for Invisalign.
If that was you, I'm sorry.
Will you go to Lisa in Racine on 4? Because she has an 8-year-old getting braces, and she's like, I'm clueless.
Girl, get in the boat. Come on.
Hey, girl.
What up?
Moms unite.
Hi.
And dads. What up?
Hi. Good morning.
Girl,
she said,
talk
listen,
to us.
You're speaking to my heart.
Your 8-year-old's getting braces? What's happening?
So he doesn't have room, so they have to put an expander in first.
Yep.
So they have to expand his jaw.
Yep.
Yep.
And then for like a month, we have to do like a turn to keep it spreading more and more.
Yep.
I'm like, this is going to be so weird. And then after that, we have...
Poor guy.
Yeah. And then after that, we have to figure out then the look to see if he needs like... the full braces.
Oh my God. This could happen to Hudson too. Yeah. I mean, we haven't been to the orthodontist yet. So we got the referral. So we don't know yet if he's going to have to go through some of that. I remember when they were younger around that age, Lisa, that we had these discussions at one point. Will there be enough room in their mouth for their teeth? And you wait for that in those ages and then you find out yes or no
and
as they grow in.
You
yeah.
see as they're growing, like the spread, widespread within their teeth is actually good. You don't want their teeth to be super close together because that means they might not have space in their mouth.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. Hudson and Owen both had tons of spacing, and they go, they're going to grow together. They need that space.
Yep.
You're so right. Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
They told me that when they were little.
I'm not a dental hygienist or a technician.
Well, good, because we have one on the line.
But maybe you want to let them develop a little bit longer. You know what I'm saying? Let their jaw grow in on its own. Like, I don't know.
Well, and then
they said because he's still young, right, and his jaw is still growing, that it's better to do it as it's still growing because then the bone in the growth line, the growth plate, you know, the bone will harden there as it's spreading. So
it'll
make
mature.
More room
yep.
at that line because he already has teeth that are like back further.
Got it.
Aww.
Makes sense.
Because there's no room on the top,
right.
They're making the bottoms messed up too.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got some on the bottom that are coming
Poor
in weird.
Guy.
I get it, though. Get it before the bone matures and calcifies. So, you know, as an adult, it would be harder to move your teeth around than as a kid when you're growing.
100%. 100%. Absolutely.
I think if you wait, you have to have like it in longer. But it's still like after you finish the turns. I think he said the turns are like a month.
The turns.
And then after that, they stay in for like 12 months.
Thank God.
I'm getting like side jaw. I'm getting secondary jaw pain thinking about 8-year-old getting a turnkey.
My jaw. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank
you. And neither one. None of us had braces, so this is new for my husband
so
and I,
Lisa,
too. We're like,
you're like me, where if he gets them, I'm going to be lost. Yes. All right. Well,
keep them
you.
Lips cocoa buttered up, bro.
Which is funny because we have to do that with Accutane too for Owen. We have to have constant Aquaphor and everything around for his lips. And if you know, you know. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for calling.
We appreciate you.
Have a good day.
Good luck. Bye.
But I will say, and the dermatologist has said this because I had Accutane growing up for my acne, and Owen is on it now, and his face already looks better. And I'm like, dude, you're gonna be done. What? And everyone's 16 dealing with the acne. You're gonna be in ninth grade, clean as a whistle, my guy. Just go with it.
Your face will come in, my boy. Trust me, you'll be all right.
That part. Haley is in Waukesha. We need her. She's a dental hygienist. Hey.
Well, speaking of.
Hi.
Hey.
All right. So Hudson got a referral to the orthodontist because one tooth is growing in crooked. You hear we're all freaking out over here. Nobody knows what's going on. Why did you even want to be a dental hygienist? Did you have braces?
Good question.
I did. I was like really early on with the phase one, phase two ortho, which is what they do now. Okay. So when they're somewhere between 6 to 8, they do phase one, and then they come back around 12 plus for age two.
He's turning 12 on September 4th, Hudson. So we're in the 12 phase plus two. Now. We're in the phase two.
He'll only need a phase two.
Oh, thank God. What does that mean? But what does that mean? What's phase two? No spacer? What does that mean?
No, it just means that like they didn't think he needed it when he was 8. You got to skip that part.
It's developed later in life, if you will.
When I go into the orthodontist, I'm gonna be like, Haley and Waukesha set.
My private dental hygienist consulted me and told me.
Okay,
I will gladly be that for you.
Yes, honestly, because I swear these are the questions. I mean, I'm gonna ask all these at the orthodontist when I take Hudson. But this is a new thing for me because. I remember my sisters having braces and going to the orthodontist. I never had any of that.
How often do you go to the orthodontist? Because I don't know.
You'd only go if you get a referral. It's like a specialist.
No, like I'm asking more or less asking Haley, like how often do you go to get once a year or what?
No. So usually like once every month or two, they'll change out his wires.
Have braces.
To change wires, rubber bands, tighten some things, move brackets around. Because his mouth is going to be moving. I'm like, I don't know how fast that happens.
Oh my gosh.
Do like weekly, you change the tray. And then wire braces, they do like monthly or every other month.
Invisalign is genius, okay? That is one of the best inventions. I know not everybody can fix their teeth with it, but the fact one of our coworkers did it, and I look at her all the time, and I'm like, you just look different. I can't tell what it is, and it's her teeth. She did this tiny little adjustment, tiny, and she looks so different. I'm like, you look so good.
Think about it.
Imagine the Invisalign fixed one little thing with her smile.
Imagine if I got rid of my tooth gap. Little tooth gap.
It wouldn't be you.
But maybe I'd look so good.
No.
Maybe I'd look so good.
You wouldn't be you. You wouldn't be you. Sorry, we got to fight without you now, Haley. Thank you for calling. We appreciate you.
I'm going to be seeing you soon to get this gap fixed.
Real quick, the people who are saying no. The roof of the mouth is the floor of the nasal cavity, and a lot of kids are getting misdiagnosed with ADD, and it's because they're running on adrenaline all day because they can't like breathe effectively when they're sleeping because everything's so narrow.
Oh, snap.
This is a whole new study I got to read about.
You literally just threw a whole new topic into this. How you going to say, I'll see y'all later, but let me just drop this bomb on y'all real quick.
So now everybody whose kid doesn't have enough room in their mouth's paranoid. Oh, my God.
Go check your kid's. Let me go check my kid's nasal cavity real quick in the roof of his mouth. Something I did not know was a thing.
No, and Haley, you know what? I'll leave you with this. She'll laugh at this. The one thing Owen's dental hygienist said to me, she goes, he did have a burn on the top of his mouth. I go, it's from eating the pizza too quick. It has nothing to do with me. He eats pizza the second it comes out, and I can't stop it. She was like, okay.
Hot cheese.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. We already gave away the Dua Lipa tickets, but we will have more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tomorrow at 7:45. I do want to say, before I tell you what I was going to tell you, was that somebody messaged me last night. I happened to see it. Thank God for her. And she said, when are you doing Disney Descendants tickets? I said, Girl, they're on our website, 1037kissfm.com.
Don't be late to the party.
Go click on contests and you'll see it right there. You can enter to win every day this week, I think. So go try to win those. All right. In the meantime, we have to talk about weddings.
Yeah. You said something that stood out to me. Was it yesterday?
Yeah. Weddings are micro weddings.
What's that?
Micro weddings are now a thing and they're trending. Micro weddings are becoming all the rage for two reasons. Stress and money, DZ.
It's like jumping the broom?
Yep, kind of. The U.S. wedding now costs, you ready for this? Over $35,000.
And even that
Dude, that's insane.
That sounds cheap somehow.
It sounds like nothing when somebody else is paying, man. Oh my gosh.
35 grand is not a small amount of money, because that's exactly what it is. It's months of planning, if not years of planning, for one night that's so fleeting you don't even remember
it the
whole
way.
It's
not even focused on really the marriage at all. Which
I was, the party.
I was listening to something the other day, and the guy was like, he was a divorce lawyer, and he's like, I know you think I'm going to be pessimistic because I'm a divorce lawyer. He's like, but the problem is people put so much into that day, not the marriage. Mm-hmm. And then they go, oh, and it's literally this either religious reason or a piece of paper, and it's a legal thing, and nothing else changes. Then they go, oh, wait. And they get all excited, and they're like, and it's like, you're not here for the wedding. They put nothing into the marriage. Nothing. It's about the day.
It's about the day.
It's so weird.
100% about the day. Yeah. Because you almost, and something we even did.
Society did it to us.
We went and had the quickest ceremony possible, when that is probably the biggest focal point
Thank
of
you.
The entire event.
I appreciate you. I did the same.
You know what I mean? Which, I know not everybody wants to sit there for an hour and a half
Nobody wants to sit there. I don't care who you are. I've been to Catholic weddings. What the hell?
But we're taking away the legit origin of where we came from for weddings, and kind of the story of why we're there, the day, and now we're really focused on only the party, the get down, the after, the celebration, when it's the nuptials that's the most thing to focus
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and that people don't really realize that marriage is like a choice, and you have to choose it, and you have to choose at working things out every day, and it's hard.
Correct.
And people don't think about that. You know what I mean?
You think about the day. You don't think about the years to come. You think about, oh, this wedding's going to be great.
It's so shiny and new.
Well, it's a whole lifetime that y'all are preparing for. It's not just one evening of a bash.
I said, you couldn't get me to agree to anything for the rest of my life, not a job. I think my kids were the only thing at this point. Obviously, I got married, and I thought I'd be married forever. Everybody usually does.
Yeah.
But it's hard, you know. I can't, but this is people, I always say, would you say that to someone? Do you pick them forever? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, no, but really.
But think about forever.
No, but really.
You have to make that distinction.
And then they're a part of your life. Well, the average U.S. wedding now costs over $35,000 if you add all the bells and whistles, okay? So they said guests are now choosing to go with guest lists of 25 to 50 people, thrifted dresses, and low-key on decor. Decor is such a waste on you. You don't make it. You spend so much on lights.
Oh, live
and
flowers, lighting, and the trellis.
$5,000 on flowers, easy.
Easy.
$5,000 on a photographer, easy.
Easy. And then $5,000 for lighting, easy. Oh, and then easy. If you want video, that's different. Now you're paying $10,000
for
video.
Video's
and
a whole
photo.
Other expense.
No. They don't
that's
go together.
Right.
Unless you got lucky, they don't go together.
I know someone was looking at venues. She's mid-20s, her and her boyfriend, you know, getting married. Mm-hmm. She wants a small venue. She picked Villa Terrace, which is beautiful. I think you can have less than 75. Nice. On the lakefront. And she's like, we want a quick set. They want everything quick. She said, we want the wedding over by 8 o'clock. And I go, listen to this. This is interesting. I said, 8 o'clock?
P.M.?
She goes, noon to 8. That's all I want the venue for. She goes, I want to spend my wedding night with my husband. I was like, you know what? We spend all night till 11, 12 partying with everybody else.
Or later.
So you go back to the hotel, then you see each other, and a lot of you crash.
Well, and true.
So I'm like, you're smart, actually. You're going to have 8 to midnight with your husband.
And
it's
very small cases where you get the like just married limo send off where they go off by themselves
to the airport.
Because it's normally at the end of the night where everybody's basically leaving together. Because you see them get in their little car.
Yep.
And then we all get in the van or the bus to get back to the hotel. Or they're on the bus to get back to the hotel.
That's what
with
I was going to say. My sister, when she got married, Jenny in Hawaii, we all were in the hotel at the wedding. And then we all went to our rooms like, bye.
Good
see
night.
You tomorrow. See you at brunch.
See you at brunch. Facts. Micro weddings might be the move, though.
Honest to God. The woman opted for a micro wedding. She says her nuptials only cost $12,000. And so there you go. 18% of weddings are now micro. Almost so 1 in 5 are choosing to go small, which means less than 50 people. thrifted dresses, which some women would never.
Never.
My one of my best friends, I was in her wedding, Christina, one of my best friends from high school, eBay dress, looked amazing. She's still married 20 years later. She got it off eBay, y'all. She was like, I don't care. It was beautiful. It was this plain, simple white dress. They got married by a lake. It cost nothing.
Yeah, my wife.
Still married.
My wife used her mother's. My mother-in-law used her wedding dress. Yeah.
Did her sisters? Wait, it was only one other sister. Just Aaron?
No, only Aaron. Only Aaron has used it. Yeah. And then her other sister, Megan, who's also the other sister who's married, she used her own dress.
Megan
she
got was like, her own no dress. Thanks, Mom.
I got it.
All right, 414-533-1037. I mean, my wedding was expensive.
Micro weddings means micro gifts, though. You're not getting the same amount of stuff. You got less people. You got less accessibility.
That's not why we have that type of wedding, DZ.
Cap.
Cap. A lot of money.
People go big weddings, invite big lists, so they get big gifts. Cap.
True. All right. Well, let me open the text here. I see the phones are ringing too. Somebody said, I think if you get married older, your priorities and your focus changes. Thank God we didn't spend that kind of money. I don't know, though, because like I said, I know a girl in her 20s who's opting for one of these, who wants a tiny wedding, who doesn't care about the dress, who just wants to, you know, move on with their lives.
I would think it's the opposite because you're usually more established and made a little bit more money, are better with your savings and finances. So you go, yeah, I'm going to splurge on this wedding because I'm a little older.
Somebody said, I had a December wedding and scored all my decor on Black Friday.
See, you genius. You genius.
Let's pick up line three. Why not? We're talking about micro weddings now being a thing, and that's what brides are opting for because the average wedding costs over $35,000 and a micro wedding is about $12,000.
That's crazy.
Smaller venue, smaller people.
For less than half the cost? Yo. Okay.
I mean, hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Chris from Greenfield.
Dang, Chris. You gotta give us a warning before you come up on the air like that.
Women been asking about you, Chris. That sexy voice. They want to know where you've been.
What up, Chris?
No, Chris, you're married, right?
I am.
And what do you think of this? The micro wedding? What'd you have? Big, small?
I actually had a micro wedding. So my situation was kind of unique. I was in the Army. I was sent home for my leave to go to my duty station. So me and my wife actually got married during my leave time, which was only 2 weeks.
Wow.
So we had to toss our wedding together. We had maybe less than 20 people there. Mm. It wasn't some big extravagant wedding. I didn't get a tux or anything. I got married in my dress blues.
In your blues.
So,
yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. And me and my wife, we're still married. So.
Oh, how long has it been? How long have you been married?
We are going on 7 years, and we've been married for, we've been together for over 10.
Nice.
Man, and think about it. You get so much finite time. A micro wedding in his situation, that's genius. Because did you plan the wedding in those 2 weeks, too?
My wife and my mothers, they kind of, you know, threw some plans together. But it was kind of a, you know, tossed together wedding. Mm-hmm. Just so my wife got what she wanted. I got what I wanted. And we were both happy.
Can I ask you a question since I'm not in the military? My grandpa was. But you don't have to wear your military outfit when you get married. It's a choice. Is that right?
No. Yeah, definitely
it's a choice. I was curious.
And that was one of the things I took into consideration just with the little bit of time we had. You know, money wasn't the best. Me just coming out and stuff. I had other plans with the finances I gained through the military, so yeah. I mean,
interesting.
Plus, you wasn't getting no text in 2 weeks. I'm sorry to say, you wasn't getting that tux, my boy.
Well, it might have been, you know, high waters and.
Not fitted, boy. That's for sure.
He looks like Big at the end when Tom Hanks is in the big suit.
Where Carmelo had the
big a little kid.
Yeah, the giant tux.
Hey. All right. Well, thanks for calling Chris in Greenfield. Have a good day, okay?
Of course. You as well.
Appreciate you, man. Much love.
Jorge in Kenosha said $8,000 for an amazing destination wedding. All right. You know what?
Oh, I wanted to ask him how much he paid. I forgot to ask.
Oh, well, I didn't know if we were allowed to ask that. 414-533-1037. Who am I kidding? We ask what we want.
We ask what we want.
I'm not afraid to ask you something.
Chris, text us how much the wedding was.
We're going to talk to you guys next. Micro weddings are now a thing, they say, because people are tired of spending $35,000+ on a wedding. That's the average cost. That's obnoxious.
Yeah, listen, if I'm paying $35,000, I better get $35,000 in gifts.
Oh,
that's all
gosh.
I'm saying.
I always say I'm never getting married again, never say never, but like if I do, it will be me and him on a beach alone. Because
whoa.
You can come too. You can come to the party.
Okay.
Sorry.
I was about
to God, I just can't imagine, you know, having a big wedding again. I just feel like I should not have done that.
The investment.
Granted, I'm divorced, but the divorce costs more than the wedding.
Oh no!
Take my word, and people divorce know what I'm talking about.
The time and investment, bro. It's got to transcend, and it's got to pay off. You got to think about the future, not just that one night.
I got to experience it. You know, I experienced being married. So, and I would. Everybody has that right to experience it if they want to be married. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So let's go to the phones. Amy's in Port Washington. She got married 3 weeks ago.
Ooh, she's still riding that honeymoon vibe.
Congrats!
Hi.
Hi. Why aren't you on a honeymoon, or did you already get back?
Well, we've been together for 10 years, so we decided to kind of take our time, and we remodeled our kitchen. We put money into our home.
You actually
we had
put it
kid.
Where it's going to come back to you.
Yeah. They're adults.
Yeah, you're adulting. Yeah.
So we had our son 2 years ago, and we were going to get married this September after he was born, and we're like, this is too much, and we're like, we're just going to wait till 10 years, it's 2 summers away, like, we might as well just wait, and it was just a celebration. We had our friends and family, they came from kind of all over the state, and they had never been to Port Washington, and I'm like, I love it there, so it was almost like an honor to be able to share our space, our where we live, and we actually got married at the beer garden. It was a county park. We paid $350 for the day.
If this is not Wisconsin, I don't know what is. We got married at the beer garden for $300.
It was like overlooking the lake. It's a beautiful venue.
Amazing.
And was just, and now I tell all of my friends, like, the one like tip I have is to not go in debt over your wedding, because it was over and done with in, like, it felt like 2 minutes.
That's exactly
what
it feels
like. And you just have tiny moments throughout the whole day. Like, I don't even, it was such a blur.
Right. That's the thing. I mean, imagine just walking in and charging $30,000 on a card, essentially, or throwing it down and then walking out the next day and it's gone.
Bye.
Yeah.
How much did you guys pay
total?
You got
one big canvas on your wall to show for it.
Well, we were very lucky. We did have family and friends help, but our wedding was probably total. The biggest part was the food, but probably about $12,000. But we did kind of splurge on other things.
Sure.
I had a friend do photography. I also am very lucky. I have a friend, Eucalyptus Company in Milwaukee. Shout out. She does floral arrangements.
Okay.
But she's a dear friend of mine.
Nice.
And she
got the plug.
That's
she took me to her wholesaler. So I was very lucky with having like friends and family be able
so
to help
we.
Out.
So
I remember making bouquets with one of my friends. I was the maid of honor, Sabrina, and we were making the bouquets from like Michael's.
Mm-hmm.
And in the pictures, you would never know they weren't
you
real.
You have no idea.
No disrespect to my flower people, but I'm just saying. So I will leave. You know how much my wedding costs? I don't know if I've ever told you this. I'll happily tell you. We got married in 2009 at the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts downtown on Water Street.
Beautiful.
We got married in the atrium up top, and then we had the reception in the ballroom
downstairs.
I got divorced 4 years later, but that's not the point. Okay, the point is the wedding, $25,000 easily. It was at least $10,000 for the venue.
Oof.
And the food minimum
racks up quick.
Minimum.
Oh, then you gotta
and this
have
was
insurance.
This is 2009, you guys. So imagine 15 years later. I don't want to know what it costs.
We didn't even have anybody stand up in our wedding, and people are like, "These people don't have friends." But no, like I've been in.
We don't need friends. We've got marriage.
It causes more problems.
And I'm like, I've been in so many weddings, and I would do it again for any of my friends in a heartbeat. But it's just so much stress too on other people.
It is. And then everybody fights, and then everybody's mad. And you're like, this is supposed to be a happy wedding.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shout out to the micro wedding people. If you're going, you're deciding on micro weddings, that's a thing now. Less than 50 guests, less than $12,000, and do it on your own.
Enjoy yourselves.
I support too, whatever you choose. Congratulations on your nuptials, though.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Amy.
Bye.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Happy last day of July. Happy first day of the Wisconsin.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes. Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's in State Fair.
Yeah, that's a good thing to say.
It is a good thing to say. Feels very good. Excited about that. We're going to be out there a lot. I'll be out there for Boys to Men tomorrow, Neo on Saturday. Mm. Next week for the Cream Puff contest. I mean, we're going to be there.
We're going to be there a lot.
Mm. You'll be there for Bucks Day.
We're going to be taking our families. Yep. You know what I'm saying? It's the Wisconsin State Fair. And to be honest,
it's a core memory.
I've missed a lot of my summer.
Oh, you have?
I've been recovering from surgery. I had surgery 2 months almost to the day now.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't been able
to
do much.
You know how like people like me choose to have surgery in the winter? DZ's busy with the Bucks, so he chooses the summer. I'd rather die.
I chose the time I had available.
I know, and your wife's a teacher, so she was off. It worked out, but now
it was more because my wife
flying by.
is a teacher, and yeah. I knew I wasn't going to be able to do much, and I was going to need a lot of help. So unfortunately, yeah, it had to be summer.
Yeah.
So I burned this summer and got knee surgery.
But you had to, or else you were going to be in a ton of pain.
I wasn't going to make it.
You can't continue on in that pain, DZ. I'm glad you finally took care of it. But you were at physical therapy yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Wait, what day did you have it? May what? The surgery?
May 28th.
So we're 2 months out.
Just over 2 months
okay.
out. Yeah, to the
okay.
day.
Okay, you're on one crutch now.
I'm down to one crutch, mm-hmm. and I had PT yesterday. Shout out to the Aurora Sports rehab facility mm-hmm. over there off Layton.
Okay.
By the Layton Fruit Market, right next to it.
Mm.
My therapist, Chloe, she's been the one I've been working with literally every single session.
Yeah.
Every single one, but my first one, I think. Yeah. I had somebody different. But yesterday was a very important visit.
Why?
I didn't realize this.
Why?
Yesterday was my 10th rehab visit,
mm-hmm.
which meant I was now on a strength test.
Ah, see how strong you are? You were probably going nuts on this thing. I could see you.
We went through the whole rigmarole. And I walked in and I was completely honest. I was like, hey, I've been standing up. I've been, you know, moving around a little bit more. I'm kind of sore today. And she looked at me and went, okay, well, maybe we can. I was like, no. That doesn't mean I'm not trying to go crazy.
Yeah.
So we still did all the things. My range of motion, 100%.
No way.
My range of motion.
Well, then what do we need the crutch for?
Well, because the weight bearing is still part of the problem. Range of motion doesn't mean I have strength back. Doesn't mean I have full stability yet.
But it means you can bend your knee, right?
But
as much as you want.
On my own power, I can bend my leg 125 degrees, which is the most, you know, quote unquote, the most our knee should bend.
When did they x-ray it again to find out if like it's fixed?
Still don't know.
Because you had to have a donor. So basically somebody dying, you got their cartilage and bone put in your knee mm-hmm. and to fix it from all those years of overuse or whatever it was, yeah. you know, and sports and that.
I got a cadaver knee, yep.
And so it's really interesting. And you have to wait to see if it regenerates itself or not, right? You're kind of hoping it does, and that's what you'll see?
Yeah, I believe probably it's after cool. the 12 official weeks of surgery.
You get another one.
There will be something done. I'm waiting until next week to find out because yesterday at therapy, your boy did some squats for the first time.
What?
It was so hard.
Oh, I'm telling Jeremy at the Princeton Club when I go today. I'm telling him.
It was so hard.
I'm telling him.
Gee.
I'm like, Jeremy, he did squats with somebody else.
I didn't squat much, but it was my first time using my own power. It was so good.
I bet.
I had the little TRX straps, you know, the weight assist yep. that hangs from the ceiling or whatever.
And then you just got to squat.
Got to squat. I did a couple of them, like maybe five squats.
The things you take for granted
yeah.
that you don't think about. Bending your knee, something so stupid or not so stupid. You know what I mean?
And you think I'm squatting all the way to the ground.
No.
Oh, no. I barely bent my knee.
It's like
but
a grandma.
The fact that I even like tried to get up from a chair. Hair, if you will, magical.
It's like mamacita. No, abuelita.
Abuelita. Abuelita. I'm out here. I'm just straight abuelo right now. I'm grandpa motion. But we're getting better.
I love that so much. Well, I'm glad that like things are getting better for you. I mean, you're on a roll. You've come a long way. You were really uncomfortable and we've come along. I mean, you couldn't even sit on that side of the studio before. You were mm-hmm. sitting over here with your foot on a couch. We've progressed. DZ's actually back to being the pilot.
I got a surprise for y'all too.
What?
You want me to tell you now?
Hell no. You better tell them next. What is? Tell me now and tell them next.
Well,
what
that
is
don't
it?
Count.
Dang it. What is it?
Do you want the surprise or not?
No. Yeah.
Next.
All right, 2 minutes. 103.7 Kiss FM. Spill the tea right now, Allie and DZ.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you. So we were just talking about how DZ has been recovering from this surgery all summer. He had it at the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to physical therapy yesterday, and you said...
It was my 10th official visit.
Wait, okay.
Which meant I had to do, you know, it was like the update test where they put me through different paces and go, let's see where your knee is.
Okay, so I have a guess because if people don't understand... understand your wife, who's a teacher, gets up and drives you to work every day and comes and picks you up, which I offered to drive, but fine, they won't let me. Okay, I said, get me in the rotation. They won't let me.
It's family time in the morning. It's actually been nice.
I bet it is actually nice to have that time. So I think you might be able to drive. I'm praying to God you can drive.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think I'm back behind the driver's seat?
Come on.
Beep, beep, beep.
Come on. It's your right leg. Can you drive?
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
That's your guess?
Yes.
No.
Oh, damn.
Can't drive yet.
Never mind. Okay, so wait. So then what is it?
So with the test that we did, I did ask. I was like, can I drive? What's the word? Can I even start trying? And they were like, let's slow your roll there, D's.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised they said no to that because you were like, I'm going to make them let me drive a month early. And I was like, I did that friend thing where I go, great. Okay.
But they did say we'll check next week.
Good.
Maybe.
Good. So you might be able to next week.
It's not off the table. Sure. I could still meet my goal, but I didn't get, finessed into driving.
What did they approve then?
One of the tests that they did do, and I was going to surprise y'all on Saturday for Neo.
What?
Your boy is now crutchless. I can drop down from the crutch to a cane. You heard me right. I'm rocking the cane. DZ
Stop
got
it.
A cane now.
Stop it. I'm gonna decorate so many canes for you. Oh, this is going to be my new thing. Oh, my God.
I'm not
God.
A pimp. I'm a limp.
Okay, what if I get a cane, not to steal your thunder, and when we do a guess who has the bum knee, and we walk together with the canes.
There's only one way.
Do you know who's who?
Who's who? Who's DZ?
Do
who's
you know? Allie? But you can't tell who's got the bum knee.
Look at the canes. Did you get thrown off?
I bet you're confused.
So I went and bought a cane yesterday. I ASAP'd it.
How much are they?
It's surprisingly cheaper than I thought.
How much?
I only paid like $12 for my cane.
That's it?
I went to Walgreens.
I was gonna say I thought they'd be like 30 or something.
That's what it said. So okay. I don't know if I got mischarged. Mm-hmm. I didn't even get a receipt. I didn't even look. All I did was
I didn't get a receipt. I don't get a receipt at Walgreens. They email them to me, so they don't even. They just go thanks and I leave.
But mind you, they were in the little corral where all the other canes were, and all of the prices were like $25 and up.
Wait, the corral? Shut your mouth and back up.
Oh, there's a cane corral. There's a cane corral. Oh, there's options.
You would think I have the bum knee the way I'm getting excited for your cane. I'm like, the cane? Oh, it's on.
Gee, when I say
I'm going to give, it's on.
I just walked in expecting to grab like the standard, a little black foldable cane, whatever. Yeah. 10 minutes later, I'm going, well, this one is weight limited to 250. Oh, this one's 300.
Oh, there's
this
one, weights?
This one has a chair. Ooh, this one got 4 feet at the bottom.
Stop it.
Oh, my God. Oh, this one's gyroscopic. None of them had weapons
Stop
in them.
Stop it. I am so excited. Wait, who's trying to call? I don't even know if we should take the phones because you can call or text 414-533-1037. Wait, there's folding canes? Did you say that?
There's a folding cane.
The folding cane probably doesn't hold you very well, though.
It did not. And that's why I was like, nah, I can't get with the guy.
You can't get the folding cane.
I can't get with that one.
Forget that.
I picked one that's like, it's metal, but it looks like it's wood.
No.
Oh, I'm out here. I'm big strutting. I've been practicing around the house because I'm not comfortable with it in public. It's only been a day. But I've been strutting around the house talking about, don't know what you heard about me.
Stop it. We can get a cane that glows in the dark. That glows in the dark. Because think about it. You're old. You're not old. But think about it. You're old. You get up. You can't find your cane. It's glowing in the dark.
In the middle of the night? That would have been a lifesaver to get up to the bathroom.
There is a glow in the dark cane.
How much? How much is the glow in the dark cane?
$27.99.
That's it? Where?
New York, New York.
Oh, dang.
At Walgreens. Oh. At Walgreens at store. We can store pick up in New York, New York.
Perfect.
Ready in as little as 30 minutes.
Jenny.
Call my sister.
Call
in
your
New York.
Sister. We need a
Jenny,
favor.
Go get the cane and mail it to me. As if we couldn't just order it online.
Overnight it.
Shipping. 2 to 4 days. Nope, not the same.
Can't wait that long.
Do they have. This is amazing. DZ. Oh, my God. Okay, they stopped calling whoever was. Sorry, I'm in Caneville. Somebody said on our text line, dude, you need to upgrade to the cane with a built-in shank in the handle.
You think I ain't looking for one? Got a guy that could maybe make one custom for me?
I mean, somebody said, here we get a glow-in-the-dark tennis ball to put at the bottom. Okay.
I can't use the tennis ball.
You can't?
The tennis ball is when you get stuck on the ground.
My mom has had to do this, and they would so you could slide.
I can't slide. I need the grip. I need the stability.
So they said, No tennis ball.
No tennis ball for DZ.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I am so excited. So wait, why are you using a crutch today if you got approved for the cane?
Because I told you I'm not comfortable with it yet.
Oh, you got to get used to
it. Yeah, using a cane and using a crutch is different. Though it felt a little more quote-unquote natural, I don't feel comfortable walking with it, and I gotta adjust my weight properly so that I'm not making myself worse and giving myself a worse limp by using the
what
cane.
What would your perfect cane look like? You want a Milwaukee Bucks cane? You want a I don't know, your kid's picture on it? You want a bright green? You want one that matches every outfit? What
basically,
do you want?
Basically, honestly,
want ones that matches every outfit, don't you?
The cane I got is kind of good. It looks like wood. I wish it was a real wood cane, like one of the OG canes. But I'm thinking I'm gonna end up covering this dang cane in stickers anyway.
Walking sticks and canes. I can get you a big stick in the yard.
I got walking sticks. Oh no, that's
what's the difference?
The hand position. Hand position is huge between a cane and a walking stick.
It
you
is.
Don't have the same stability with a walking stick because you're higher up.
Mm-hmm.
The natural push is like right at the waist with your hand slightly bent at a 30-degree angle. Shout out Chloe, my physical therapist.
Shout out Chloe. By the way, DZ and I have to go now. You know why? Because I just found designer walking canes. We're going to be busy on fashionablecanes.com for a while.
We can customize a cane?
Yeah, we got to go. Talk to you guys in a bit. Hold on.